When Carrollton R7 School District Superintendent Danny DeWitt last spoke with KMZU in July, the vision for the upcoming school year was rather murky.
We're in the business of planning and planning for the summer and then planning for the upcoming school year. But right now, we're not exactly sure what to prepare for because that information changes daily. So lack of knowing and the information continuing to be so fluid and changing all of the time is making it really difficult to prepare for the upcoming year.
Flash forward to October. To date, Carrollton Schools has only seen one positive case of COVID-19, which was reported on October 2nd. Partially maintaining Carrollton's spot as an island in a sea of outbreaks from counties over, DeWitt is impressed by how the school year is going.
The school year actually is going very well. It was much better than we expected going into August, and we didn't really know what to expect. We have only had the one identified case here in school of COVID so far, and I think the kids are adapting, and it doesn't feel like a totally normal school year, but I think everybody's just glad to be back.
DeWitt gives credit to the safety measures that were put in place at the beginning of the year and staff and student cooperation for the school's ability to contain the virus.
I feel like we've put a lot of measures in place, and I'd like to think that has some direct impact on the fact that we're still here. And I really believe that we have found some ways to be able to run school and manage the virus at the same time. And I just think that what we're doing, what our teachers are doing, what our kids are doing, and our administrative staff, I just think it's proven to be very effective so far.
Most of Carrollton students are attending class in person. 50 kids in the district originally signed on to do distance learning at the beginning of the school year, but DeWitt says that number has since changed. As Carrollton students didn't have to commit to one form of learning for the entire term, this has allowed for them to be more flexible with their education plans.
I believe we were in the high 50s in terms of students who chose virtual learning, and I'm going to say we've had about 15 of those students come back. And I think a lot of parents have looked at that like, well, this isn't as bad as we thought. There's preventative measures that are in place. They've been able to control the spread at least so far, and so they've sent their children back or they've struggled with the virtual learning, one or the other. Certainly that number has dropped since we started school.
As school continues into the late fall and winter, DeWitt doesn't foresee any of the guidelines and precautions changing. As for activities, the current restrictions are yet another example of Carrollton's ability to contain and prevent any sort of spread, to which DeWitt says people are, quote, reluctantly adjusting, but it's becoming more normal. By the wintertime, however, DeWitt does expect some of the guidelines to change as the upcoming sports season will draw in larger indoor crowds.
We are looking over the next probably 2 to 3 weeks on what that's going to look like in terms of the numbers that we're going to limit in the gymnasium. And there are certain guidelines to go by based on the square footage of your gym, the seating capacity of your gym, and the size of your student body. And we're going to look at all of those things and determine what limitations we might have to set for winter sports, in particular basketball, because it draws the biggest indoor crowd.
Another major change this year was the completion of the elementary school expansion. With the condensing of Adams Primary School into an extension of Carrollton Elementary School, all students within the district are in one central area. DeWitt says that amid the adjustment period for kindergarten and first grade students and teachers, the transition to the new building was rather smooth.
I think that it was a pretty seamless transition. We finished up right before school started, so we were definitely down to the wire in terms of construction. And I feel like everyone, at least from what I know and from what I am hearing, has adjusted very well. The teachers are happy with the new facility. Everything looks really good.
For KMZU, I'm Taya White.